This is Earth and Sky. Azam al-Wash grew up near the marshes of southern Iraq.
This area was once called the Fertile Crescent. Last year, al-Wash returned to Iraq for the first time in 25 years.
And I was shocked to see my marshes. I remember sitting and watching the central marshes. They were like a dry desert, an ugly sight.
In the 1990s, new upstream dams starved the marshes of fresh water, and about 90% of them disappeared. Al-Wash is an environmental engineer and project director for Eden Again, an international effort to restore Iraq's marshes. In the past year, about half of the marshes have been reflooded by local inhabitants, and a few are coming back to life. Al-Wash spends about a week each month in the reflooded marshes, hoping to learn why some are recovering and others aren't.
And one of my dreams is in 5 years we would be leading some ecotourist adventurists into this area to show them the ruins of Babylon and the ruins of Ur and the cradle of civilization, and then take them on a kayak tour into some of the floating islands in the middle of the marshes that are coming back. It's a story of hope. I can tell your listeners that the restoration of the marshes is one of the highlights of Iraq of today.
Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.